Aloha. Thank you for joining me for the second episode of Marooned, a Texas Tiki podcast. I hope you enjoyed our debut episode with the awesome folks behind Lalo Bar in Houston, and I hope you're ready for another field trip, because this episode takes us to the Taboozy Lay, the home tiki bar of amazing Texas tiki artist the Boozy Doodler. We catch up, talk tiki, velvet paintings, rum, cocktails, and more. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Aloha Texas Tiki Company. Tiki is not tiki if there are no tikis. Aloha Texas Tiki Company specializes in traditional custom carvings, tiki sculptures, masks, signs, pendants, and other oceanic oddities that will help make your exotic escape look natural and authentic. Aloha Texas Tiki Company has done work for Lalo, the Taboozy Lay, Howie's Tiki, the Enchanted Tiki Lounge, El Jaguar Shark, and has shipped carvings to clients in Hawaii, California, and all over the world. Find Aloha Texas Tiki Company on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and get your custom carvings today. The drink of the episode is the Miahana, so if you'd like to drink along with us, hit pause, fire up the Total Tiki app, and start shaking. Once again, thank you for joining us for the second episode of Marooned, a Texas Tiki podcast. We're here with Jason, the Boozy Doodler, and the Taboozy Lay.
Hello.
Hanging out for the second episode of Marooned, a Texas Tiki podcast.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you for coming back for another episode. Gonna chat and catch up. Been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah. Last time I saw you, it's a real blur because I was pretty much shit-faced. But I was having a good time, though.
It was probably at the anniversary party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a blast. That was a super fun time. You did some awesome artwork for that. So as soon as I saw it, I was really stoked. But what I thought was funny is nobody caught on once they saw the flyer what the mug was going to be.
Yeah, nobody did.
Like, you put it in the flyer.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I hadn't even, like, gone over it that closely. And then as soon as Lalo posted it, it was right there.
Yeah.
Like, it clicked that he has Bob in his hand.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, I don't remember if I saw a picture of it or if Russell told me. Did you? I don't even remember. I think so, but yeah, that's perfect.
it like I said, you just look at the flyer and you're like, that's super cool. Guy's surfing. He's got a mug in his hand. Doesn't click that it's Bob until you see their mug. So that was a awesome. Super cool little sneak peek without knowing that it was a sneak peek.
Yeah.
So how'd you get set up with Lalo?
I guess going there all the time. You know, we came by the Lalo, shoot, when they very first opened. And because we were going down there for an art show, and we typed up tiki bars just to see, you know, Lalo. All right, let's go check it out. Went in there and, you know, I hit it off with Russell and Liz. It was real cool. And we've been going there ever since. Super cool people.
Yeah.
Everybody that works there is cool. I've never had a bad time there. Right? I mean, I never had a bad time. And, yeah, I mean, that's really much it. Just being a regular, I guess. Yeah. Or semi-regular. Not, you know.
As regular as you can be.
Coming from here to there.
Exactly. Yeah. But you don't strike me as the type of guy who has a bad time anywhere you go.
No, I don't. I have well, you know, I don't have a bad time. Maybe somebody else might have a bad time, but I'm always having a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I like to, you know, tip the bottle back occasionally. It's sort of a hobby of mine.
Yeah. They don't call you boozy for nothing.
No, it's true. It's a lifestyle.
So speaking of that, what, you got started tattooing first, I would take it, before you started doing tiki?
Well, yeah, but it's not really comparable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I've been tattooing for a long time, but I've been drawing tiki and doing velvets for a long time. I don't know, for years, but I never posted anything. I never had social media. I don't care about social media really that much. It's not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept, you know, painting and producing and just doing stuff for fun, just, you know, make me laugh. You know, I like drawing drunk people, you know, with tikis and having a good time. And my old lady, she's like, well, I think it's time you should put this stuff on the internet. And I just tell her, nope. For a good year, nope, not doing it. And she's like, well, we're going to do it because next, you know, we're just surrounded by a bunch of paintings of mine just hanging out. So let's try to move them. Let's try to, you know, get them out there. And that's how it started, really, from her making me do it. And I was kicking and screaming all the way, you know.
Isn't that the way it always is, though?
I try not to let it be that way, but it is sometimes.
Sometimes the woman's got to give you a kick, you know, sometimes.
It's true.
So it seems like the velvet paintings is kind of like a lost art. You don't see a lot of them anymore. I haven't anyways.
Yeah. I don't, you know, you don't come across, I think they're still out there. People still do them, obviously, but I think the subject matter is not as, you know what I mean? To find something that's really cool, you know, you could still find some badass Tijuana paintings that are still, I'm sure they're still doing. I haven't been to Tijuana in years, but that's where I got my first velvet paintings in Tijuana. And, you know, and I just wanted to paint, you know, the subject, just the right subject matter. And I really love velvet paintings. And, you know, I didn't see any tikis. Again, I don't really go on the internet, like social media stuff. I don't know really what's going on. And so I said, I need to paint my own just for my own decorations.
Yeah.
And there's nothing on there there's nowhere that tells you how to velvet paint.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And I just bought some velvet and did it and just made a mess over and over again until I got it right, you know. And I mean, I'm still learning. I don't necessarily say I got it right, but you know, decent enough.
You've got some really cool ones out there.
I appreciate it.
I like the Lux Interior.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through. I mean, obviously I've been following you for a while. We've had you do work for the Fantomatics before, which is super awesome. That's the wallpaper on my computer. And we're going to be doing the artwork for this show with you too.
Yeah.
Which I'm really stoked on. I loved that line art so far. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, so that's going to be super cool. But how did you come up with your style? I had seen you on Instagram. I was following you for a little while. Then the first time we went to Lalo, right as I walked in, I'm looking around as you normally do when you're in a tiki bar, just taking it all in. And to the right of the door, there's one picture with the bowl.
Right.
And I was like, that's Jason. That's the
big dude. Yeah.
Like, your style is your style. It's so unique. So is there anything specific? Have you done anything how did you come up with that style?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of copying the older cartoon style, like, you know, from the 60s, the UPA kind of stuff. You know, I like the jazz album cover art. Mm-hmm. There's got Cliff Roberts, Jim Flora, all these other guys that are super badass. And, I looked at that and went with there and drawing drunks, you know, it was really hilarious to me, you know. And, that's really what it is. It's just that style, you know. And I see it. It's evolving. It keeps changing, you know, little bit by little bit.
Yeah.
I just like the vintage style. You know, people think it's computerized. It's not computerized. It's all hand painted. I don't even really know how to use a computer that well. I really don't. And especially doing art on it. I have no idea. I wouldn't know the first thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's an old style, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, having worked with you in the past, I've seen from start to finish, you send me line art, and then you'll add color, then you'll add shading. You're not doing it in a computer, you're doing it by hand.
Yeah.
It's handcrafted, everything that you do, so it's super cool. Like I said, I love it. That's why I keep asking you to do art for us.
I mean, do you ever watch, like, those, like, old, almost like information cartoons from the 50s and 60s or almost like a PSA or like the UPA things like the Rocky and Bullwinkle and so on and so forth. It's all that kind of.
Yeah, even the earlier Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Where
everything is static, but maybe the head moves, so they don't have to keep drawing everything over and over again. It's just facial expressions, heads moving, but bodies stay the same. They stay in the same place.
You know, and I wonder, too, if you look at those things, you see the things that are misprinted. Like, you see the outline, and then the color's out of it for a second. I still have no idea if that's on purpose or not. So I just do it.
Well, you know? But it's so indicative of that style and that time period.
For sure.
Like, you see a lot of people doing. I saw a picture of a tattoo somebody had posted in, and not all the color was in the lines. But it looked cool because it was that style.
Right. It's meant to be that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now, and you're right. Now it is.
Because you
look at that and it looks cool. The colors are shifted. It's not all the way in the line. So, yeah, now, of course, it's done on purpose. But back then, was it just
cheap? Is it a mistake?
Yeah.
You know, because you see, like, napkins They're all printed wrong. You know, a cup, you know, a t-shirt, whatever, you know, and it's all going, was that the, you know, I don't know. Was that wrong?
Was that a signature thing that they were doing?
Right.
Like slipping in their own little.
Was it some sort of hip thing? I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe I should read into it, huh? Instead of just doing it.
Well, don't change it yet.
Yeah.
Because it looks cool.
I mean, we wouldn't stop anyways. I don't care what I find out. I'm still going to do it.
Because it looks cool.
Yeah.
So you, speaking of glasses, you did the Mai Tai glasses for Lalo.
Yeah.
Got anything else coming up? Any other projects? Anything you can talk about?
I'm doing the art show, being part of the art show at the Tiki Oasis again this year. I'm pretty excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah, last year I did coasters for them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know if I'm going to do it again this year or not, but I hope so. The Spyrite Radio, their flyer for it, you know.
Yeah,
I like to be a part of all of it.
Yeah,
and I'm super grateful, you know, that I just get to be part of. I mean, I love Tiki, been into it for a long time. And, you know, for only having my stuff out there for a short period of time and get to be part of all these events, man, it's great. You know, it's a really neat thing.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked on it. I've got to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah, it's taking off. I see your stuff everywhere now. Where was it? So the South Texas Rod Fest, you did artwork for them.
Yeah.
It's like it'll pop up in random places. You won't have posted it, but the person you did the artwork for will post it. I'm like, there's another Jason piece.
Oh, yeah. I don't post everything. I don't keep up on it. I guess maybe I should. I mean, technically, you know, my old lady posts it for me. I have her do it. Hey, do this for me, baby, because I would just stare at my phone. I wouldn't really know what to do with it. And, you know, and she'll tell, babe, you haven't posted anything in a while. Oh, I guess I should, huh? You know, it's fun. I do stuff for all kinds of different, you know, I've done stuff for burlesque dancers, I guess, pinup broads and, you know, all these. I don't post everything. I forget. Then I send out the artwork and I'm okay, I'm done. You know, I don't even know where it went. I don't have a picture of it. I didn't save it, you know. I don't know. Yeah, but it is. It's nice. It's nice that I get keep getting asked to do things, and you know, like that. I'm super happy. I'm super stoked.
Yeah, well, it's all really cool. That Spyrite Radio that you did last year. Was it the vampire with the turntable?
Yeah, the Nosferatu. Yeah.
That was super cool. I dug that one. Those coasters you did for Tiki Oasis were super cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I said super stoked to be part of it. You know, it's really neat. You know, because. You know, being a part of all these things and or being into Tiki for so long and seeing all these things, you know, these events. And I don't even go to really too many events. I really don't. And then somebody out of nowhere, you know, hey, can you do this for me? Man, that's really neat, you know?
Yeah. It's cool to get to be a part of that. That's like us whenever we get to do a cool show like the anniversary party for Lalo.
Sure.
Shows like that, you got to say yes. I can't say no to that because that's just a super cool thing to be a part of.
Right. Makes you feel good.
Yeah. It validates what you're doing, lets you know that what you're doing is appreciated. So.
Right.
That's cool. So you just got back from Dallas as well for the Swizzle Luau?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. It was fun. Everybody there is real sweet. Super nice. I actually kept my composure this time. You know, I didn't get wasted. I mean, I could have really easily, but I didn't, you know. And the Tiki Torches played. That was fun, you know, real cool. It was fun. It was nice. It was a small turnout, but I think a good one, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's all right, for sure. It was definitely fun.
That's good. So it's definitely growing, because I know that's their second one that they've done, I think.
I have no idea.
So either their first or their second. Hopefully they're listening. They'll correct us.
Yeah, I have no clue.
They'll shout it out in the comments.
But
it
was totally
page.
Fun. And like I said, they're super sweet, super nice people.
That's cool. So are you going to TKO or no?
No.
No?
No. I want to go one time. We had tickets one time to go. And I don't know, something happened. We didn't even go. But we got the mug, I guess. That's cool. You know? You know, I like the events, but it's... you know, when there's a lot of people, I get real, like, oh, God, you know, a little uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah.
And the next, you know, I'm running around naked or something. I don't know. Just pouring rum down my throat, screaming and hollering. And I think I'm hilarious, but nobody else does.
I think that'd be pretty hilarious. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Yeah, Tiki Oasis will actually be in California the week before. We're going for the Surf Guitar 101 convention.
Ooh, yeah, it's cool.
Because one of my favorite surf bands, the Huntington Cads, are doing a reunion. They haven't played in like 8 or 9 years, so.
That's awesome.
Had to go.
Where's that at?
It's going to be in Irvine. I can't recall the venue, but it's in Irvine. So we posted earlier today, we have all our spots that we're going to hit up in California. We're going to try and hit the Tiki T.
Yeah, Tiki T is it's real cool, man. And I advise you to get there, like, when it opens kind of thing.
That's what everybody's saying. You know. It starts lining up.
And if you go, hopefully it's a weekday when you get to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's real cool. The drinks, it really is incredible. And same thing with their bar staff. Super nice people, right? I mean, they're super cool. And
yeah, it's family run. It's the same people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super cool. And then the crowd's awesome. They get a little rowdy. I kind of like that, you know? It's pretty neat.
That's what you want in a dive bar.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Any Where drinks else you recommend?
Go? I mean, Ray's Mistake, of course, just because it's one of those. It's a classic, and it, you know, you can't. I mean, I don't even know if anybody else. You can't even fake that, right? Because I don't even know if nobody knows really what's in it. You know, I read some articles of a guy trying to dissect it, and oh, God, it was so droning and boring, and this and that and the other. What a dud.
Like, enough talking about the drink, let's just drink.
Well, no, he just dissected all these flavors, and I was, oh, okay, I'm done. I'm not even going to try to make this guy's cockamamie fucking conception of this thing. You know, I'm not going to do it.
But,
where else are you going to go?
We're going to try and hit up Tiki No, Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's is so fun.
Yeah. Well, last time we went, it was insanely crowded. We had been at Disney all day, so I think may try and hit it on the day we're not going to Disney.
Yeah.
So that we can actually sit down and enjoy it.
That was another place we went there right when it first opened. Nobody really knew about it. Seemed like, I don't know, maybe they didn't have a giant thing about it. I don't know, but we went in there. Oh, man, we fell in love with it. We had, of course, bought every mug, every this, you know.
See, you have the Haunted Mansion mug. I'm super jealous. I wanted one of those real bad, and I'm not going to pay the eBay prices.
Yeah, my lady's cousin, Gina, mailed that out to us.
That's real dope. And then you have the rum barrel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was my favorite one. That I love that one. I love barrel mugs. I'm not kidding. It's a real, I don't know, it's kind of a thing. But, you know, it's funny. If you look over there, you see on the top shelf behind the barrel, there's two bowls. There's actually, like, the barrel to the right of it's the, you know, the one from Trader Sam's, right? And that mug in the middle.
Okay.
That one, oh, man, now, see, I can't remember. Who made it? That stinks. But anyways, that was like their first one, and it's a production mug from Tiki Farm.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like that. I think they just didn't have one for it, so they just served a certain drink in that one. And then I think it's actually that one, the melty volcano-y thing. I don't remember the name of the drink.
Yeah, Krakatoa.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I have to call it the melty volcano-y thing. But but yeah, that's what they served the Krakatoa in first, was that one. And we brought that one back from Disneyland, you know, and I got two of them. Well, because I have one from the production run, line, yeah. Right? And I'm thinking, man, nobody's going to fucking believe me. I'm like, this is a fucking real, this one's for Trader Sam's. No, it's one of those, I know it is, you know? Yeah. Oh, Trader Sam's is awesome, though. It's such a good time, man. I've not been to the one in Florida yet, but.
Oh, yeah, I want the Nautilus. That's,
you got one.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's right there, on my.
Right above the, we can't see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I didn't go, but I had one of my clients. Hey, man. I'll do this for you for free. You bring me back the Nautilus. Boom.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It works out.
I'd take that trade any day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need a mug? Yeah. Free work? Awesome. Yeah. Done. But, yeah, they didn't have the zombie mug at Trader Sam's when we went. So, and thinking back to it now, I'm like, I should have just bought the rum barrel. They had plenty of those. But
oh, man.
I was so scorned for them not having the zombie mug.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I guess every time I go to a place, if they have a mug, I have to get it, or at least get three or four, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, that's why I got, like, every Frankie's Tiki Room mug. You know, you go, I'll take that one. What's my bill? Shit. You know.
That's why I limit myself to one each visit. And the only time I didn't get one from Frankie's was because I had gone all out and got the one from Golden Tiki. I think it was worth it. It was the first run that Danny had done.
I haven't seen it.
It's super cool. I'll
show you a picture.
Man, yeah, I haven't been to the Golden Tiki. I haven't been to Vegas since it opened.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blast. We've been hanging out there the last several times we've gone because Frankie, I love Frankie's. That was the first, yeah, I think, actual tiki bar we'd ever gone to.
Oh, really?
That's so cool. It still holds the place near and dear to my heart, but God, if it's not slammed every time we go, unless it's super early in the morning. Like, we'll go have breakfast, and then we'll go.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
that's
go
cool.
We'll go start drinking at 10 or 11 in the morning.
Oh, that's great. That's my favorite time to start drinking.
Yeah, because there's nobody 9. In there. Yeah,
I don't know, maybe 6.
Or if you stopped, you know, at all.
Yeah, no, I just keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, I take a break. I sleep. Well, I pass out. You call it sleeping. I don't know. And then I'll just keep going. Yeah, I love Frankie. I thought it was a real cool place. You know, I would... Again, though, you know, it's a little bit of a blur. But I remember it, but then on the way out, I don't remember leaving, you know? It's true.
You don't remember how you left.
Now,
I got
pictures of I was taking pictures of myself. I never take fucking selfies. There's a picture of me staring at my camera, wasted by some tiki. Oh, fuck.
That's how you know it was a good night.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. I had to ask her. I had to ask my old lady, I'm like, was I okay when I got back to the hotel room? She's like, why? What do you mean? I'm like, was I naked? Like, was I yelling at people? Like, was I
Did
doing?
I have everything on that, you know, I left wearing?
Was I trying to be funny and I'm not? You know, I'm making fun of people like I'm Don Rickles. You know what I mean? People just annoyed
Did
with
I
me.
Did I roast anybody while we were there?
And she's like, no, you're fine. Everybody else was just as wasted. I'm like, phew. You know? Like, you know, you walk out. I want like the concierge. Everybody's just staring at me.
When you come down the next morning, everybody's like, oh, that
it's
guy.
So awesome. Yeah, and I just look like, alive? Shit, my black circles are my eyes and my hair standing up. Yeah. I look like one of my paintings.
So we're sitting here in your home tiki bar. What is your favorite, besides your home tiki bar, what's your favorite one that you've been to?
Out of all of them?
Out of all of them.
Oh, boy. I mean, real typical. I mean, I love the Maikai.
Maikai,
I mean,
Florida.
It is what it is, you know. It's
an institution.
It's such a neat place, you know. I mean, we were just down there, last year, actually, a year ago. But, man, we were, I mean, like 3 days in the joint, and it's such a neat place, you know. It's magic, you know. It really is. It's really cool.
Well, and that's their drink, right? The Black Magic?
Oh, man, I'll make you one. It's somebody's, you know, thing, but
We are enjoying a delicious cocktail that you made us. What are we sipping on again?
I don't remember.
That's good. What we're calling it. We're calling it the I don't remember.
But yeah, have you been to the Maikai?
I haven't. We're mostly West Coasters when we travel. I've been to the East Coast, I think, twice in my entire life. Went to DC with her and her family. Then I went to Disneyland when I was like 18. Disney World when I was 18. But other than that, yeah, I haven't gotten a whole lot out to the West Coast. The furthest east we've gone recently was last summer when we went to New Orleans. So we went to Latitude, went to Tiki Tolteca, had a blast at both.
How was that Tolteca place?
It's super cool. It's super laid back. I liked it for that. Latitude, of course, is textbook tiki. That's what you want out of a tiki. If you're only going to go to one tiki bar in your entire life, I think that is what,
really,
that is the one that you would want to go to, just because everything is tiki. But
I'm telling you, you might change your tune when you go to the Maikai.
We'll have to get out there.
I'm
no,
telling
I,
you
I want to go to the Hukilau sometime. I at this point, honestly, I think I may go Hukilau over Oasis if given the choice.
That was the only tiki event I've really been to.
Really?
Was the Hukilau. I had a great time.
Yeah.
My lady had a broken leg. I had to push her around. I think she did it on purpose. She says to see me suffer. You know, and she made me carry her purse and all this embarrassing shit. And you know, pushing her around. Fucking, you know.
Did you get a lot of compliments on your purse?
Yeah, matched my lipstick and my panties. You know, it really wasn't that bad. So I had to complain about it.
Yeah.
But no, I had a great time. I thought the Hukilau was real fun. That was like 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, 2008 or 9. I'm just naming up numbers, so somebody's gonna say I'm right or wrong. It's like bingo.
2001.
One of them.
Two.
Yeah. Three. Okay, 2009. But yeah, it was real fun. And man, we you know, as a first event, I had no idea there were tiki events. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, I've been in Texas 13 years. I stayed at my friend's house when I first got here, and I made his back patio into a tiki thing, right? I just put bamboo up everywhere, a couple cheap masks, some tiki torches, and, you know, fishnet. While he was away at work, I just did it. I didn't care. And, you know, he comes back. Oh, man, this is great. Cool. Then I moved to another house, and then I made the whole living room tiki, right? Then I moved to another house. I made this other, you know, house. I did two rooms that were tiki. And then we just keep moving. I moved to another house, and I made the whole living room. I mean, you walk in, it just, like, from hallway to walls, it's just all, you know, thatching and, you know, mats and tiki and masks and, you know, just whole mess of shit, just huge. You know what I mean? I didn't even have real sofas. You know, I think I even put rattan furniture. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just making it happen. You know. And oh yeah. My lady was real pregnant. She's like, I just want a real comfy sofa. No, it's gonna ruin the way it looks.
It's gonna ruin the tiki feng shui.
She's gonna, you know, you're lucky I don't throw sand in her room. I didn't know what I was doing. I did. And then one day I'm sitting there, I'm like, huh? I have a computer. Maybe I should go on the internet. You know. It's true. And so I type up, I didn't even write tiki events or tiki, I wrote tiki parties.
Like, how do I Google this?
Well, because I've been doing all this tiki stuff just on my own, you know? I just like it. And I didn't know there's a group of people.
Yeah, there's a community.
I had no clue. I really did not have an idea. And it's a genuine did not know. Like, wow. I mean, I had the book of tiki. Mm-hmm. But I didn't read, like, oh, these guys throw big tiki parties, you know? I didn't get that part.
Not like now when you look at the Smuggler's Cove book and it goes over the big parties,
right.
Tells you the tiki bars that are active right now. That is the new Bible for the
sure.
for the new tiki millennia.
And, you know, and I typed it up and I found the Huki Lao. And then I saw this thing about talking about the Maikai. And I thought, oh, well, shit, babe. We got to go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My lady breaks her fucking leg 3 days before we gotta go.
That's her way of telling you she didn't want to go.
But. No. She went. She had fun. She still got drunk with her busted ass leg. Yeah, so, you know, we had a great time, you know, and yeah, it was real cool. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what kind of people. I didn't, you know, and then, of course, time goes on, I start looking, man, there's all kinds of tiki events. This is craziness,
yeah.
You know? And I mean, how would I know if I just didn't actually turn on the old interwebs, you know?
And that's, again, back to the podcast. That's part of what we're doing. We're trying to get it out there because Texas is growing, and there's a Texas Tiki Files Facebook group. Everybody's connecting. Everybody's getting together. They're trying to do meetups. So just want to get it out there. Obviously, California is hugely tiki. That's where the tiki bars started. But I think Texas is coming into its own. So
I do. I think Texas got a lot of cool tiki shit.
Yeah.
I really do. I think the people are real cool. Look, you got your band. You know, you got the Lalo. You got Howie's. You know, you got, the artists. You got Jay.
Yeah.
You know, Roy. You know, those both guys are amazing tiki carvers. You know, they both got their own style. They're both, you know, and they're both awesome people. You know, the bamboo on the bayou thing.
Exactly.
What was Jay's band?
Clouseau. They're doing. We are using one of their songs as our intro music.
Yeah, see, it's
intro
great.
Intro and outro. He's super cool.
Jay's awesome.
Yeah, Jay's super cool. He's been real supportive.
You just
want
to do the rest of the podcast talking about how cool Jay is because we can do that. I love Jay.
And Jay, we don't need you for your episode. We'll just talk about you.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, Jay's awesome, man. After a while, I finally met him and we're bullshitting. I was like, man, you're like the mayor of Texas Tiki Town, you know? Like he talks to everybody, brings all these people together. I love Jay.
Yeah.
You know, it's super cool. I met so many cool people. I think Texas really has it going on, especially for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know, I mean, seriously, I don't think I've met, I can't think of anybody I've met where I'm just like, ah, fuck this motherfucker. You know, like they're all cool, you know, it's real good.
Well, I'm glad Texas has treated you well since you got here.
Like I said, I picked it out on purpose.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I didn't just go, oh my God, I'm broke. Where's the cheapest place to live? Yeah.
Google lowest cost of living.
Yeah, no, no. I came here because I came through Texas like in the 90s. I was like, man, I'm gonna move to Texas. And all my friends back home are going, you're out of your mind. You're not going to move to Texas. I'm like, oh, I'm doing it. I think I actually did it because somebody said I wasn't going to do it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll show you. Yeah,
I'm going to stick it to you. Yeah. That's probably the person who wanted you out of there the most. Right, because they know Jason's. I'm going to tell him that he's not going to go. That way he'll go.
He's real defiant. He'll... But yeah. No, the Texas Tiki thing is real cool. It really is.
Yeah.
And plus, it's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, Texas
Tiki. Sounds better.
Yeah.
California Tiki. No,
Texas Tiki. Yeah. We California listeners, if we still have any, we love you.
Oh, well, it's good. Glad you like them. No, I'm kidding. I was kidding. I was joking. It's a joke. It's just funny to say. But yeah, no, it is. And I think I would love to see the Bamboo and the Bayou become a little, you know, definitely a little bigger.
Yeah, you've got Ohana up in New York. You've got Hukilau in Florida. You got Tiki Oasis in San Diego. And then you have it's the one in Palm Springs.
Tiki Caliente.
Yeah, Caliente. There's nothing in the middle of the country. We need something here.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, I agree. I know it's going to happen. You know, it can. It's going to happen. I think it's going to take off. You know,
it's only a matter of time.
You know, and especially with, I mean, shoot, I think like the Lalo is like the kind of the forerunner of the tiki bar in Texas. You know, and I'm gonna tell you. I know I said it before, like when we first started, but man, I've been to a lot of, I mean, I haven't been to too many, all the new ones that have opened up recently. So there's like, what, 15 new tiki bars that opened up across the United States or something like that?
Well, there's tiki pop-ups, and it's just a matter, it's a question of, are they doing it right, and are they going to stay open? Because there's even one just recently in the last week and a half, I don't know if you've seen, there was a guy who converted his bar to a tiki bar. And then it got shut down.
Right.
Because people were offended. I guess there was a big Hawaiian community there. And they got offended.
The natives are restless.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's just whether or not it's going to last. And you can tell which ones are. And Lalo is not going anywhere. And I think we're all better for it.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, the Lalo's drinks are really... Seriously, top notch.
They're coming up with some really good stuff. Have you been since they came out with your menu?
No.
That fire in the cane field is amazing. That's super good. Their ghost chip is awesome. They still have the barefoot in the sand, which is always a favorite. Their pina colada, which is not on the menu, is amazing.
It's amazing.
You need to order it.
I don't think there's anything on the menu that's going to stink.
And just for Caitlin and David, you need to order 10 when you go.
Oh, yeah, right. I heard that. I heard your show. They love making them, right?
That's their favorite drink, especially in bulk.
Oh, thanks for telling me that. I can't wait. Yeah, I know. It is. I think that the Texas thing is really, you know, it needs it, you know. For Christ's sakes, you see how many people, you know, that are into tiki, live in Texas. It's really, I mean, it's bananas.
Yeah.
You know?
For a community of people who've been marooned in Texas, it's amazing that we've all found each other.
Sure.
First off, that's crazy, which the Facebook group started, and like I said, it's brought everybody together, but the people keep growing. It's growing and growing, and we keep finding new people. People keep finding the Facebook group.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to do the podcast. Want to showcase you guys. You're doing great work. You're highlighting Texas. If people were to think of Texas tiki artists, they're going to think of Boozy Doodler.
Wow, I appreciate that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's neat.
You're our art ambassador. That's why I wanted to get you on here.
I think it's really cool. It's, you know, yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, he's flushed.
Oh, he's flushed. God.
Or maybe it's the red lights. Yeah,
no, it could be my red nose. Like W.C. Fields. Yeah, I mean, when are you guys playing again?
That's a great question. I don't know. We'll have to check the calendar.
You do like three times a year?
Yeah.
It's great. It's like a comet, right? Yeah.
Once every millennia.
Yeah.
We'll come out of the woodworks. I think we may be doing Bamboo on the Bayou. Of course, we'll do something before then, I'm sure. But I'm looking forward to that. We were supposed to play last year, but it just didn't work out. So I really hope we can make it out this year because it is a great event. We had a blast. And I want to take the podcast out there. I want to a show out there.
That'd be such a great idea.
So, yeah, hoping it works.
So are you going to build yourself a home tiki bar?
When we have a home of our own, absolutely. Ooh. We're in an apartment, so.
I would still do it. I don't give a shit.
We have a music room / tiki room that we have all the mugs.
You only play every records. 10 years.
Yeah.
You can change the music room.
The band only plays once every 10 years, yeah. But I play on a regular basis.
Well, you can, you know,
I gotta stay fresh.
You can change the guitar for a rum barrel or something.
Oh, there's no shortage of drinks in that apartment. Believe me, there's always something being shaken up.
If I lived in the apartment, man, when I used to rent all the houses, I looked at my deposit. It's gone. You know, I'm never getting it back. There's a bazillion holes in the wall. You know, I just did it. Just don't care. You know.
So speaking of home tiki bars, was there an inspiration for yours for the Tabuzi Lay?
No, just just a home tiki bar. I didn't really have an inspiration. I guess just did what we did. You know, Casey and I did it together. Yeah, we did all of it together. She made those. I love those, right? The sconces.
Yeah.
You know, Colin, those are real cool.
If you don't mind, maybe we'll post a picture so that people can get an idea of what we've been talking about.
And then, like, we bought those at the place in Galveston. But, I mean, I roped it myself with, the block pulleys.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Made the ship things. Yeah. This is a bar from the 60s. I know that. The furniture I got from estate sale. I score on this furniture too. I got the whole set for $150.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wild.
How long did it take for everything to come together?
Oh man, I did it quick. I needed a place to drink fast. I don't know, but about a month. Mm-hmm. I think about a month, and then I'm constantly putting new stuff in, and I do want to extend it. I was talking to this cat about it, how much it's going to cost to extend it, and my butthole puckered up, and I thought, ooh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to save up for that. But yeah, I'm excited, though. I will extend it. I need more room. I just need, as simple as that, man, I need more room.
Yeah? Well, I love it. I'm, like, my eyes are darting everywhere because there's cool stuff everywhere. I love that giant tiki you have in that back corner.
That I got that guy, believe it or not, from New Braunfels.
Did you really?
Yeah. There is. I just typed up a Craigslist. I do it, probably type up tiki on Craigslist probably almost every morning just to do it and see what's up, And somebody posted it, and this is some redneck dude. He's like, hey, man, I got this by the pool. I thought it was going to be cool, My wife didn't like it, but I was going to put it in the front yard maybe for Halloween, scare the kids, the glowing eyes. He's like, oh, man, my wife just said she hates that fucking thing. So, man, I don't know. I got to get rid of it. It was $100.
That thing is huge.
Yeah, I know.
For $100.
Oh, yeah. He's a cool redneck cat, man. He lives on some farm. Like, you drive a farm road, and, Yeah. He just thought it was hilarious. He didn't give a shit about tiki. He just thought it was funny. I think he was I think he sold guns. I'm pretty
sounds
sure.
About right.
Oh yeah, he's super cool though. right on, dude.
Luckily, he didn't use it for target practice he didn't need it.
Totally not. Yeah, surprise. He just didn't care. That was awesome. Yeah, that was fun. I was what a score. I had it in my backyard for a while because I just had it, I don't know, for like a week or so, and some dudes came by and they wanted to buy it from me. Yeah. I absolutely had it. And as soon as somebody came by and saw my yard and wanted to buy it from me, I promptly just brought it inside my house. It's almost, someone's going to steal my giant tiki.
Yeah, just in the middle of the night, next morning you're going to come back and it's gone.
Oh, yeah, I used to live across the street from Schlitterbahn. For people don't know, it's an amazing water park. But
it's the hottest, coolest time in Texas, Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, nice plug. Hopefully they pay you for that. But, we had that. Across the street. Like where our neighbors are, that would be the water park,
So, did you stand by the fence waiting to get splashed?
Yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, maybe from drunks spilling their booze on me, but I was like, there's still a parking lot.
So, you hung out with an open mouth then?
Oh, yeah. With my cardboard sign. But yeah, so we didn't. We had a backyard that had no. And I tried. I was gonna do a backyard tiki bar as well because I had the one inside my house, and then I was gonna do a backyard one. So I had that sitting out there, getting ready to build it, and I just gave up. I quit. I'm not doing the backyard tiki bar because all my shit gets wrecked. I've done it before, and that's when we didn't have any fences. It's like there's no fence, just a yard, so people could see all of our cool junk that they wanted to steal.
Yeah. What about your hula girl? Where's that from?
Oh. Well, yeah, that's just the Sailor Jerry hula girl.
Okay, you know, I see the base there now, yeah.
Yeah. I traded it. The guy didn't want to give it to me. He owned a liquor store, so I had to go in there and steal it from him. I mean, he owed it to me. Trust me. You know, I gave him a tattoo for it, and then he just kept bullshitting me around, and I said, where's my fucking hula girl, man? You know, I need my hula girl. And so I just drove to his place and just took it.
Hey, I know this is mine. I had it on loan.
That's what I did. This is mine. And he's like, oh, well, whatever, dude. I'm taking it today. I mean, whatever. You can cry about it later. I'm taking it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, it was yours. That's the agreement. It's yours.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, totally. All day. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Oh, did you ask me?
Because it's a fun conversation. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one, believe it or not. God darn it. I can't remember the artist. But, you know, that was... What's the artist? Do you know the guy's name? Do you know? Yeah. Is it something Holland? I think so. But that was another one from San Antonio. You know, it was like a production painting they put in like in Chinese restaurants and tiki bars and all that shit.
And interesting.
There's three different versions of it. You know, and I think if I'm not mistaken, I heard somebody was making a tiki mug of those, or somebody did make one.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, really neat. You know, of course. See, I got tons of Jay Brooks stuff.
Yeah. He does good work.
Oh, man. He's
Aloha, Texas Tiki Co.
Yeah, he's so good. So good. That's a barrel from Bahookas.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out there, and I didn't even know it was before they were closing.
Yeah.
Right, obviously. And we didn't know they were closing. But we parked him back, and that was just sitting in their trash. And we were all sneaky, like trying to steal it. And we did, you know, we took it, and we're like, oh, man. Like, we're all fast, like somebody's going to stop stealing our trash.
Don't take our trash.
Yeah, so we took it out of the back of Bahookas.
That is not another man's treasure. That's just our trash.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute. Don't talk about my wife. Hey, the, yeah.
I think we'll go ahead and wrap it. And on that note. What did you put in this thing? You don't remember. I forgot.
I don't remember. rum and more rum. Yeah. We got that from the back. That was fun. Yeah. Yeah. It was a real pain in the ass. So. Do we get on the airplane or do we?
We drove.
Oh, we drove. Okay. Yeah.
That's a carry-on.
All right. Yeah, that was good though. I'm glad I got some Bahookas though. That was a real cool place too.
Yeah, unfortunately we didn't get to go.
The drink stunk. The food was horrible. But the place was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love the place today. That's another one. Just real, real cool, man.
August Holland.
Yeah, August Holland. That's the artist.
Nice. Thank you to our correspondent.
Yeah, I needed it. I forget a lot of things.
That's all right. We're drinking.
Mm.
That's okay. That's excusable.
Hell yeah.
So you got a lot of mugs. You have a favorite or anything that you've...
I got a lot of favorites.
Anything that's like near and dear to your heart. Mm. If there was a spontaneous earthquake in the middle of New Braunfels and you had to take... I'll give you three. You had to take three. You could only save three. Which three?
Oh, man. I'm going to go for them. My severed head, black beard. I love that. Oh my god, it's one of my favorites. I'd probably go with the ghastly ones. Yeah.
I'm still kicking myself for not getting the first or the second run.
I don't know which one that is. I traded one of my mugs to this guy who owns a record store out here for that one.
I think the purple one was the second run. Is that the green or the purple?
That's the purple one.
Okay, so that's the second run.
And then I'd probably Man, the third one? Oh, that's a rough one. I don't know. I might even go for the Mulder, the blue Layla one, because he made it because he did one for the cult.
Oh, yeah. You have your custom one. Yeah. The one that matches the flyer.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I kind of like that one. I think it's kind of special. But, man, I can go down the line, though. You know, because I started ditching some of my other ones. I give them to people, some of the ones I don't really, you know, care about that much, to take them. And there's so many, like, I love the stuff I traded with people, too, you know?
Yeah.
I traded a lot of paintings for other mug makers, and, you know, I don't know, man, they're all cool. I like most of them.
Yeah, mugs in general are just awesome. They're conversation starters. They look cool sitting there.
Sure.
Yeah. It's an addiction, though.
Man.
Because there's always more mugs.
I know.
Always more mugs.
But at the same time, like, before I get the next one, this one's, like, my favorite. This one, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is my favorite. Then I get this other one, like, well, I don't know. This one's kind of my favorite now. But I still love the Thor Blackbird Severhead. Have you seen that thing?
I haven't.
It's that one. It's next to the Smuggler's Cove.
Okay.
Crazy Al Tiki.
That one is super awesome.
So gruesome.
Yes, I've seen that.
It's so cool. I love that one. Oh, man. That's why I have it up there, to keep it out of my reach. I drank out of it, I think, one night. I had to put it away because I know I'm just going to accidentally break it.
Is that the one with the blue glaze?
What? The
Blackbeard?
No. I think it's just brown. I don't know.
I've seen the one with the blue glaze, which I thought was super cool.
I saw the one that he, like, those custom ones he painted.
Yeah.
Fucking way mug cool, guys are- dude.
These mug guys are doing crazy things now.
But, you know, at the same time, man, like the guy from Hawaii? What's his name? No, Tiki Pop. Is that his name? What is it?
Van Tiki?
I can't remember his name. Anyways, I got a couple that are real cool. That's like the one next to the Layla mug. That guy, that cool-looking character.
Mm-hmm.
That one's really cool. I mean, I could just sit and, you know, the listeners really would love me pointing at Tiki mugs that nobody can fucking see.
We will document these and put it in the archive. Dude,
this one's cool. That one's cool. You don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to say it. And this one's amazing. Yeah, it's really rare.
Oh, my God. You guys have never seen this one before.
I got 10 Ren Clark mugs. No, I don't. I wish I did. You ever seen those things?
I don't think I have.
That's the severed head.
Okay.
You know, the Ren Clark upside down chopped off head. Dude, I want that one so bad. I saw some guy selling Craigslist for $1,500 or $1,300. Yeah, Stevie Pop. Yeah. That thing's, it's one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah, there's some really cool mugs. I was really disappointed. I think it was Van Tiki did the Ghost Diver, which
is that one?
It's a diver, but it's like that sickly ghostly green. He did one that was full color, that was beige with the brown.
Oh, stripe. Yeah. That thing's badass.
Yeah,
way
and then
cool.
He did the Ghost Diver, the second edition, which was just green, which was killer. They have one at Lalo. When she pointed out, I was like, oh, my heart sank because I wanted one.
Ask if you have it.
Yeah, no. Give me that and give me your second anniversary mug that I didn't get to get.
Oh, yeah, that one. It's up there next to Don Ho.
Yeah, that was a super cool one.
Yeah.
I got the third anniversary. I like that one a lot.
Oh, yeah, no, that thing's way cool. Way awesome. And the Mulder mugs are so, they're so heavy. Like, you feel it. You're not afraid that you're going to break it.
Yeah. It's got some heft.
Yeah.
It's got some substance.
Totally cool.
I can't wait to see what they're going to come up with the fourth anniversary. They got a lot to live up to because they've done some cool mugs so far.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Have you been to Howie's?
Yeah. Went to Howie's on the mug release night when they did their mug.
Were you there?
Yeah. Well, we went.
I wasn't drunk yet by then.
We went.
I didn't even get wasted that night.
Yeah, y'all definitely were not there. I don't recall that.
I was there.
That was Houston Burnout. That was the day of Houston Burnout was the mug release. And we went way late. Like, well, not way late, but right before midnight.
I'm pretty sure I was
there. Went with the guys from Rat Rods and Pinups.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was there.
You must have been at the other Howie's then. Because I didn't
maybe there's another Howie's. I don't know. Maybe I left early. Maybe they told me to leave early. I don't know. No, I don't. No.
But that's a super cool mug, too. I love the Texas on it with the
star. Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's fully Texas tiki.
Sure. Yeah, it is cool. It's really, yeah. I love them all. It's all fun stuff. See this idea? I stole that from the Lalo.
Because it's nothing but love for Lalo.
I know, right?
Next time we come here, you're going to have an A-frame over the bar.
Oh, I have one there, but, you know, no. But, yeah, right, I have one right there. No. I just saw that when I walked in. I was like, you know, the oar with the ropes. Like, oh, man. And I told Russell, I'm stealing that from you. I took it right in front of taking pictures of it.
Bust out the measuring tape, take exact dimensions.
Yeah, it's cool.
So we talked mugs. Let's talk rums, cocktails. Ooh. What rums are you liking right now?
I really love the Hamilton's Jamaican pot still. That thing is such a weird tasting rum. Mind you, I'm not a rum aficionado. I can't.
But you know it tastes good. You know what you like.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know what I like, but the Hamilton's, the dark Jamaican pot still is so good. It's funny. I mean, because there's nothing else. I've not tasted anything else that tastes like that. I'm sure somebody out there might listen to it and be yelling, there's all kinds. I don't know, okay? But that thing tastes, it's so weird. I love it. I love it so much. I push it on everybody. It comes over here. Ooh, try this. And people are like, it's okay. You know?
You're like, then get out. If you don't like it, then leave.
I just started putting floaters of it on everything after I'm drunk. Everything tastes like that. Just, you know, that and juice, you know. I know it's real. Of course, I love the OFTD. Everything is great. Of course, how can you not? I really think, though, too, I just love I love the Hamilton's products, most of them, and of course the Plantation products. I mean, really,
Plantation
both.
Pineapple, I think, is my favorite right
that
now.
That is great, right?
So good.
It really is.
So good.
I burned through a bottle of that so fast, you know.
Yeah.
So now, like, every time I go to the booze store, I buy a bottle of OFTD, and I'll buy a bottle of the pineapple, and I always buy a bottle of the Jamaican pot still. It's just I just get them. And then I go, I better get something else, you know. And I try all these different rums, and I just know what I like. And the hype was right though about the OFTD. I think it definitely was.
Yeah, no, it's super good. It's definitely different. But it's so good. I mean, that's why it's that's delicious.
Yeah, exactly. I love it straight. Yep. I like it. You know, it's really good.
The first time I opened the bottle that I have, I just took a swig out of it, and it was like, yes, that is what rum is supposed to taste like.
Oh, it's so many different flavors start popping up.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
Nope. Those guys, they know what they're doing. Yeah. When you have Martin, Kate, and Barry working on it, it's just, you know, it's going to be right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So cocktails, you have a preference. What's your favorite classic?
You know, that's a tough one again, man. I genuinely love them all. And you know what? I love a zombie. I love a really well done zombie. I mean, if it's done right, that's one of my favorite drinks, you know. It really is. Plus it does a job. You know, if you just want to really get your motor going, you know, right out there, you know, as soon as you walk in somewhere, get a zombie. And then, you know, maybe you want to, you know. I should probably taper it off a little bit right after that. But, you know, having a zombie is great. I do. I love zombie, and I love all the classics. I love the Mai Tai. I love a good fog cutter. Man, it just goes down the list. I love them all. I really do. I like them all. I really do. I can't have a favorite. You know, my palate just goes for all of them.
Yeah. Well, they're all delicious. So do you have a signature drink for the bar?
Nope.
No,
I would sure like to have somebody help me out with that, because I think I'm not that good of a drink maker.
Well, I'll come taste test them with you. We'll
sure,
line them up. we'll figure out what the Tabuzi Lay tastes like.
Man, you know, because then after a few of them, I just get wild. You know, you know, I did it where I'd make drinks. I'm like, and I always thought I was somebody that didn't want to waste any sort of booze. I just dump it. I mean, this is so bad, you know.
God, it's just embarrassing, you know. Thank God I just serve them to my old lady. But she'll drink anything, though. Just anything. Doesn't matter what I make. It's Arby's. She's like, ooh, is there booze in a baby? He's all happy. Thank you. You know, I'm happy.
You're like, I was going to get rid of these two, but I just poured them into one glass.
I just gave them to her. Oh, thank you. You know, she has just like five straws sticking out of her mouth, all these different things, you know, drinking all of them. You know, it's amazing. Me, I mean, just a little bit more of a refined palate, you know. But this one, it's like an animal. It's true. I mean, what's your favorite cocktail? What's your favorite classic?
Mai Tai. That's what I always start with.
Everywhere always.
I will judge a bar based on their Mai Tai. If they're claiming to do tiki, or if it's a tiki bar, I will get a Mai Tai first off, because I'm going to judge you. And I'm going to sit there at the bar and watch you make it.
Right.
And I'm going to see what rums you're putting in.
Sure.
And you better not choose wrong.
Right. The last time we were in California, we went to all the tiki bars that were, most of them that were open then. I mean, you know, when we were out there, Clifton's wasn't there. I mean, there was so many that wasn't there. But, man, we drank. I went and got a Mai Tai at every single place. And I had some fucking horrible ones.
If it's pink, if it's orange, if it has a dark rum floater, no. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. I'll send it back.
Yeah, I'll finish it. You know, I'm gonna have a good time. I don't want to police anybody or Nazi anybody up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just go like, that's cool, and they're like, what do you think? I'm like,
that's not what I was looking for, but
you know, and I finish it, and they're real stoked on it. I'm not one to shake my finger at them, and you know,
you're not gonna wag a finger.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? I mean, I do, but I don't care. Like to give other people a hard time for what they're doing. I'm like, that's all right, you know. I'll come back later. Maybe a different bartender will do it right. I'm not gonna harass them.
I did witness a harassment over a Mai Tai though.
Did you really?
Yes, at Golden
Tiki. That's bizarre.
At Golden Tiki.
That's crazy.
This girl ordered a Mai Tai, and I had been sitting there for an hour already during their happy hour ordering their, I think it was $5 Mai Tais. So I had been there drinking $5 Mai Tais for like an hour.
Right.
This girl rolls in, orders a Mai Tai, takes a drink of it, and calls the bartender back over saying, this is not a Mai Tai.
Oh.
And it catches my ear, and I'm involved because I've been hanging out with this bartender. He's been making my Mai Tais. He's been making them great. And she's like, this is not a Mai Tai. He's like, yeah, no, that's a Mai Tai. And she's like, what is in this? He's like, Jamaican, Martinique, Orgeat, Curacao, lime, simple syrup. She's like, well, I don't know what you think a Mai Tai is, but this is not a Mai Tai.
Okay.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, I'm from Florida.
Right.
And this is not a Mai Tai. And he's
like, it's not pink.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, cool. So am I. And so she completely changes her attitude at that point, because, and he had just told us his story like an hour ago that he's from Florida, so right. It was like perfect that he called her on this, and yeah, it was so bizarre to just like straight up tell him, this is not a Mai Tai.
Which is funny is, you know, I was thinking of something completely different. I thought it'd be some broad in there wearing a muumuu with a ship in her head, and you know, I'd be going, this is not a Mai Tai. You know what I mean?
No,
like
no,
trying to be
all
tiki on her. No, it's just some party animal. Yeah. You're going, this ain't no Mai Tai.
Pretty much. It was a party girl.
This motherfucker, I know red, this ain't red.
This ain't red with a Myers float.
Yeah, you know, and so
this
like
this is bullshit.
You know, it's funny, like That's awesome. It cracks me up.
Well, we asked him about it the next time we went in. He's like, she comes in.
Oh, yeah, she comes in. Like, it's just a regular thing.
Yeah, now it's
out the bartender.
Now she's a regular there. She comes in regularly now, apparently. So
just to harass him.
Yeah.
Listen, like, motherfucker.
Let
this
me
ain't
get
no
another
zombie.
Mai Tai, but not that bullshit you made me last time.
I want grenadine and rum and orange juice.
And orange juice, yes.
That's
exactly.
It.
And pineapple juice.
I don't want any of that girly stuff in there.
But yes, Mai Tai is my favorite. Three Dots is quickly moving up the ranks as one of my favorites. I love a good Three Dots. And Hot Joy's doing a really good one. Enjoyed one on Tuesday. And yeah, that was a really, really good cocktail. It was really well made. They had the Bible. They had Smuggler's Cove there on right. the bar. So you know they know at least how to make it right. So
I think those guys definitely seem to either, I mean, I don't know if they like their, you know, that's their, if they're even really into it, but they're really fucking trying though.
Yeah.
You know,
they're not slouching. The drinks are really good. Whether or not that's, you know, Tiki's their passion.
Right.
You know, at this point in San Antonio, I'll take what we can get.
Hey, did you ever go to the Concrete Jungle?
Yes.
You don't have to say anything bad. I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I went. I tasted their drinks.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, they're sweet people who work there.
Yeah. No, they were very friendly. Yeah, they were very nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the event of a nuclear fallout, that concrete bunker would have been a great place to stay.
Yeah, you know, it's a... Like, you know, I mean,
they tried.
I'm trying to think of a good thing. I can't think of it. I was going to say, like, a Sanford and Son had a tiki bar, but it's not. That's like, but I just say, if you had one in your garage, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but not like your garage. Like, you're not a cool garage. Like, not, it'd be like if your garage, if you didn't, never mind, I'm not going to say anymore. But yeah, it was all right.
It's a shame that they're not open anymore.
Right. Did you ever go to the Esquire and have their tiki drinks?
Yeah. First, what was it, 2014 Texas Tiki Week? We had gone out there because I really wanted the mug, the tiki guy on the Bronco.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite mugs still. That's super cool.
Oh, it is a cool one. It's really cool.
So, yeah, we had them out there. Their zombies were super good. So, yeah, in Esquire in general, just they know how to make a drink. Those guys are top-notch quality.
I think we had a painkiller and I think I want to say it was a Navy Grog. Man, it is awesome.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
Navy grogs are delicious as well.
Oh, it's true.
That's...
Like I said, man, I like them all.
You're right. It's hard to pick just
I'm
one.
I'm not going to pick one. I love them all. It just depends on the mood, you know what I mean? I do. I love all the drinks. All of them. You know, it's a... You know, that's definitely one of my favorite parts. With all the kidding, you know, that to aside, one of the fun things is I do love the drinks.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fun, you know. The thought process. I mean, you know, even doing the classics, just to do the classics right, you know, it's great.
It's certainly not easy, but when you do it right, it just, everything works so well together when you're making the classics.
Yeah.
And it's that perfect mix of everything. Everything's balanced, It's not overly sweet. It's not overly boozy. It's just everything is just working together really well.
It's true. This ain't no Mai Tai, but
I may name the episode that. Not this episode will not be episode 2. The Boozy Doodler. Maybe episode 2. That's not a Mai Tai.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
So talk about your shop. I want to hear about that. I want to promote your tattooing. Oh. Obviously, you've been tattooing for. A while.
Yeah, I don't even know how long. I don't know. It's just been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We've been around for. The shop's only. I think the week after next or next week's gonna be around. It's gonna be 5 years. Yeah, it's real cool.
Where were you working before that?
A couple of different shops. Well, one different shop in San Antonio, and then I worked in L.A. Mm-hmm. Hollywood. For a long time. And that doesn't even count, though. I was just a mess out there. It doesn't even matter. But I was having a good time. the shop's cool. Electric Panther. We're a tattoo shop. It's not, you know, we can do anything, you know. We love every tattoo is important to us. No matter if it's from the, you know, Pinterest infinity symbol to, you know, to something badass, you know, a traditional tattoo. You know, every tattoo is important to us because we're not wearing them. You know, you're wearing them, and that's, you know, we try to make sure everything is real cool. We don't care what you want. You know what I mean? We don't judge anybody. It's what you want, and that's the important thing about it.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do the best job we can for everything. And if we can't do it, we'll send you somewhere else.
I think that's the right approach to it.
Yeah.
People got to wear it forever.
Yeah, you know, people get like, oh, well, I'm not doing that because they think they're above that. You know, we're not...
We're not above anything. You know, we just want to do a nice, clean, solid, proper tattoo. That's what we want to do. You come in there and you can have a good time hanging out at our shop. We all talk shit and have a great time. It's not, you know, it's a safe place for assholes. I don't know. You know, you know what I mean? We always have a really good time and we all get along and we try, you know, our clients all have a good time to come back. Just, you know, one of the reviews was, I come for the insults, but I stay for the tattoos.
I think that should be on your shirt.
You know, yeah, because we're just clowns. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're just clowning all the time. And you know, some people are like, oh, we're this kind of shop. Or that. No, we are just a tattoo shop, you know? And yeah. I think it's good to keep it that way, keep it the way tattoo shop should be, you know? Yeah. That's my opinion. I don't know everything. Somebody get mad for everything you say. I hate, you know what I mean? I fucking, goddamn, you open your mouth once and somebody can jump down your throat for, you know, oh yeah, well, it should be. Fine, whatever. Open an art gallery, weirdo.
I was going to say, tattooing is just, like you said, it is, you want to do a good job. It's something that they're going to be wearing and you want to put people at ease. I would imagine that's the case. A lot of people, I'm sure, coming in. For their first time, some people are coming in for their 20th time.
Oh, yeah.
So you just want to put everybody at ease, and that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, at ease, sure. But, no, I mean, we're not going to rip on their ideas. You come in and, hey, man, I got this idea, and, you know, I'm not like, well, that's stupid. You should get this. No, you know, we just go, right on. That's what you want. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. You know, it's all about them. It's not, a lot of people forget that. No matter what, it's still customer service, mm-hmm. in a sense, to a point, you know, definitely to a point. But, you know, you gotta be cool with people, man. And, you know, that's what that's what you want. All right. I wouldn't get it, but, you know, let's make it. And I'm not going to tell them that, yeah. You know, I wouldn't get that stupid shit. But, you know, no, right on. Let's make it happen for you. You know, I think that's the key that a lot of people forget about, though.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, just enjoy it. I mean, you'd be lucky to do anything, you know, make anything on somebody. You know, and they walk away happy. Fucking A, man. That makes my day. That's where it's supposed to be.
Well, cool. So where can people find you on the internet? How can they get in touch with you if they want to get a commissioned piece, want to get some tattoo work?
That'd be the Instagram, the Boozy Doodler. I don't know if I have to say, like, the _ Boozy _ Doodler, like that. I don't know. It's something like that.
Well, now they can find you, now that you've said it.
All right. And my email is cavemandance@yahoo.com. Yahoo, right? Am I old now, right? Because I use Yahoo.
As long as you're not using Hotmail or like Juno.
Jeez, or something. What'd you call me? Oh, I thought you, never mind. I thought you meant my nose. I'm sorry.
And on that note. Thank you for joining us for the second episode of Marooned, a Texas Tiki Podcast. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, which is Jason giggling, leave us a review about that on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook. Give us a like, facebook.com/maroonedpodcast. If you want to keep up to date on the comings and goings of Marooned a little bit closer, you can follow me on Instagram @DavidFantomatic. So until the next episode of Marooned, Bacole Maluna, y'all. Thank you.